Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The MMA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Bet $50 at WynnBET and get $200 in free bets. Bet big and win bigger with WynnBET. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash with their over-under game. Just head on over to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group. And Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit of up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. And make sure to check out our relaunch merch store where you can get all of your favorite SGPN gear. Just go to store.sportsgamblingpodcast.com.
Yo, DeGenerino, as a welcome to the MMA Gambling Podcast and the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, episode 164. Obviously, this has to go to America. Hell yeah. It's your birthday. It's your Canada Day, July 4th, when you're hearing this, possibly, probably. You're listening to this on July 4th. So hope you're having a fantastic July 4th, 4th of July, whatever, Independence Day, I think is what you people call it. hope you're blowing things up and eating dead animals and whatever, shooting things, whatever else you guys like to do. Riding in pickup trucks, I think you like to do that too. So have a great day, Americans. As you can tell, I'm a Canadian. Maybe you can't tell because I'm sick. Maybe I don't sound as Canadian because my voice isn't quite what it usually is. But I am the Canadian Denzel Washington, they call me, Jeff Fox, and I'm one of the hosts here. Thank you for coming to the show. This is one of your special Monday, not special, when you're expected Monday episodes of the pod. Usually it's the PFL Mondays, but PFL is off this week. Doesn't mean we're not going to give you picks. My co-host, the Gumby God, has a couple of regional events. He's got some picks for you to make you some money. And we'll recap the PFL action from last week, the last week of the regular season. They're moving into the playoffs. That's why they are taking some time off now. But we'll get all into that now as we bring in my co-host, the one and only. He is now officially Gumby God. Once again, is Daniel Gumby God Vreeland.
That's right. I'm Gumby God again.
Are you blowing things up and roasting wild boars in your backyard?
I will tell you my favorite part of that 4th of July intro that you did there was your – I'm trying to exactly come up with the words for why it sounded so weird, but your inability to like phrase it as an American would.
Independence Day.
Yeah. That's what it is, right? I don't think anybody calls it Independence Day. No. It's the 4th of July.
I call it July 4th.
It's not July 4th at all. No.
It is July 4th. In the rest of the world, it's July 4th.
It's on July 4th, but it is the 4th of July.
How are you spending your 4th of July, my American friend?
Probably re-listening to us posting this podcast and telling our listeners that they should leave us a 5-star review.
That's true. Right off the bat, he's telling you, well, we need more 5-star reviews. We have a lot of great podcasts on the SGPN network, but should disc golf get more reviews than us? No. Should computerized horse racing get more reviews than us? Probably not, right? They're good shows, but
let me tell you something. To put in the amount of work you would have to be a good handicapper on disc golf, or not, it's not disc golf, right? It's ultimate.
Auto? Ultimate, which is
That's different than
disc golf. That's like okay. See, maybe it's not a Canadian thing. Maybe that's why I don't know that. But yeah, anyhow, it's not to dunk on the other podcasts because obviously we love everybody at SGPN, but we need more reviews, people. So get in there, get us some 5-star reviews. Obviously, so. Dan, you're Gumby God again, not just because of the UFC, which was our last episode. We recapped UFC 276, but PFL went very nicely for you too, which is kind of where you make your hay, as the expression goes. You do good on contender series and like a minor league MMA, so PFL right up your alley, and you came through last weekend.
Yeah, what did I go? 7-1, I believe I was.
7-2, I believe. 7-2, I think.
Oh, well, yeah, because I missed the Rory Mac one too. I forgot about Rory Mac.
Oh yeah, ugh. Disappointing Canadian, that guy. Let me tell you.
All right. That could be the title of this episode for you. You can write that down. Disappointing Canadian.
Okay. I'm typing it down. He is a disappointing Canadian, unfortunately. Disappointing. Not July 4th. Am I putting it down?
No, disappointing Canadian.
Right, we always need a alt title, and it's good to get it right out of the way off the bat. So now I won't be distracted for the rest of the podcast. All right, I'm going to tell you about Win, and then we're going to jump right into it. Make sure to get down to Win's bet $50, win a $200 promotion where a $50 bet qualifies you for up to $200 in free bets, plus the ultimate fantasy football experience. Bet $500 or more on sports or casino before July 31st, so the end of this month, and you get entered to win the ultimate fantasy football draft experience at Encore Beach Club, including a 2-night stay at Win Resorts. For you and your entire league, multiple entries are allowed. There's so much to choose from, and all you have to do is download the WinBet app or visit wynnbet.com to get started. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at winbet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where a playthrough WinBet is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. I should tell you about our merch store, too. We've relaunched the SGPN merch store. You can get tons of awesome gear from all your favorite shows, such as this one you're listening to. So jump into store.sportsgamblingpodcast.com, store.sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Get some MMA gear, all right? Right, Gumby? I say take a drink.
Yeah. Go get some MMA Gambling Podcast gear. They've got some nice shirts. You should just snag one of those, especially with all the winnings that we gave you this past week from both PFL and UFC.
Yeah, don't be a disappointing – or I'll be a disappointed Canadian if you don't do that. So. All right. PFL 6 it was. Dan did very well on this fight card. We will break it down quickly. Main event was Kayla Harrison. Easy pick. Dan didn't do much breaking down for it. She came through -1200, but she is not the top seed heading into the playoffs. So.
Who cares?
Does not matter. So Kayla Harrison did what she does. Took down Caitlin Young. Her out. Co-main event. Sadabu Sai came through. Where is he from again? He's Denzel Swedish. Washington, but from Swedish. Where again?
Swedish
Denzel Washington. Beat the disappointing Canadian Rory McDonald. Unanimous decision. Rory McDonald is a disappointment, Dan.
Yeah, I mean, like, I just don't understand where his intent is in the Rory McDonald we saw in the UFC beating the hell out of people anymore, because he isn't that guy anymore.
He just grappled. He just grappled the whole time.
Yeah, and not even particularly well.
Yep, obviously, because he lost. I thought he was going to get the decision regardless, but he did not win, so Dan lost that one. Ray Cooper III came through, despite not the defending champ. Or did he win 2 years in a row?
Yeah.
2 years in a row, he's not going into the playoffs. Ray Cooper III won his fight very, very quickly. Knockout, TKO, 24 seconds into round one. Dan hit it at -600, but no playoffs for him.
Yeah, it's kind of disappointing because he deserves to be in there. But I'll say this, like he just did he miss weight in another one? Is that part of the reason why the PFL's season structure was like such a cool idea, but they started so late in the year now and only give people two chances to fight that like the
it's got to be three.
Or just do a full fucking tournament. You know, like if you're going to do if you're only, they're only going to get two fights, just add two more rounds to the playoffs and put everybody, just do Grand Prix fucking all over the place. Because if it's not three, you're not getting enough data out of there. Because one guy misses weight like this, knocks another dude out in 24 seconds and still isn't getting in. Like, yeah, I don't even know what to say about that. It's stupid.
Maybe he'll get a chance. Injuries do occur, so you never know. One of the Magomeds came through. Both Magomeds came through. Magomed Karimov beat Delano Taylor. How did he beat him? It was
TKO punches.
TKO. Yep. I remember now.
This one you actually can't give me credit for as much as I want it.
That's right. They changed it, didn't they?
Yeah, this was originally Zeffirino who had to pull out of the fight. So Zeffirino, who I said I liked kind of as an underdog but wasn't officially playing him, then never even fought. So, yeah, you can sadly take this one off my record.
Zombie, my goodness, that changes everything. Now you're only 6-2, Dan.
Darn.
Darn. All right. I said, isn't Larissa Pacheco the second best lightweight? And you were like, no, he's going to beat her. And that didn't happen, Dan.
I did say that it was a big dog swing, though. And I was willing to take it. She didn't look good, though. She looked really bad as soon as it hit the ground, especially. But yeah. Pacheco, yeah, gonna probably fight Kayla Harrison for the title in one fight again.
What's gonna happen there, Dan?
Same thing that happened the first three. Have they already fought three times or just twice? I don't even remember anymore. But the same thing again is bottom line.
I think
line.
Just twice.
Yeah, same thing.
Yep. So yeah, that was Dan. It was a big plus 300. But we didn't have the odds. Didn't have the odds heading into this, but it was a big. He knew it was gonna be a big dog, but didn't come through plus 300. The other Magomed Dan had, Magomed Umatlatov, knocked out with the right hook, Al-Salawi, Jarrah Al-Salawi, minus 225 on that one.
Yeah, I heard a bunch of people talking that they like the dog there. That's silly.
It was silly, obviously.
Yeah, Al-Salawi had lost, well, he didn't technically lose, but he did basically lose a fight to Gleison Tibau right before that. So, easy one there.
Gleison Tibau didn't show up, so that fight fell through. What happened there? Do you know?
No idea. He's doing Gleison Tibau shit.
He's doing bulking. He's bulking up is what he's doing. All right. Marina Mokhtanyan. I said that wrong. It's Mokhtanyan is what it is, right?
Mokhtanyan.
Split decision over Abby Montez. I didn't see the fight. Was the correct decision?
You hit it. Was it the correct decision? I only caught a little bit of clips here and there. It looked like we were talking about a little bit better boxing from the Mexican Montez and a little bit better grappling from the Russian. So, yeah, I think it was just a close fight, but I'm happy I got it right.
Minus 155, too. So that's a nice hit. What else did we hit on? Martina Jindrova. She beat someone with the super. Should I try to say this? Zamzagal. That's easy enough, right?
Yep.
Fezalanova. Fezalanova.
Yeah, you got it. Fezalanova.
Right. TKO or KO, ground and pound, round one. Dan hit Jindrova at minus 225.
Yeah, I said better boxer. And that Zelanova, I'm pretty sure if I'm not misremembering here, she comes from a judo background and like, her judo for MMA doesn't look that good.
And then in the opener, Elena Kolesnik beat Vanessa Mello. Another minus 225 that Dan hit.
Yeah, and Mello's small. She does not belong here. I just pulled up the PFL's playoffs because I wanted to see who was in what tournament and where and, you know, give myself a chance to look. You know, Sidibou Sy, after beating Rory McDonald, is the 2 seed in the PFL playoffs. Yeah. Do you know who the 1 seed is?
Rory McDonald.
Rory McDonald. Yes, correct.
Yeah, they have to do more than I like watching it. I love like that is something different, but two fights isn't enough.
Well, and then you know, on that same token, Stevie Ray beats Anthony Pettis. Stevie Ray gets the 4 seed. Anthony Pettis is the 1 seed. They're fighting next. They're fighting next.
Yeah.
That's dumb as hell. Like, it's just, they got to do something to fix that. And we talked about all the heavyweights who lost their last fight and are going to be in the playoffs. So, and all the people who beat them aren't. So, yeah, weirdness.
Yep. Weirdness, but I enjoy watching it nonetheless. So, so Dan, 6-2, very nice night. 22.85 he made. So you're up $41 on the year. And you're hitting 67%. So you're putting up some Jeff numbers there, Dan.
Yeah. Well, wait until a contender series, because then I'm going to be putting up Gumby numbers.
3 more weeks for that. But first, we got picks for you this week. Don't worry. We're not going to leave you hanging with just review shows. All right. I'm going to leave you hanging for a bit. So I'm going to tell you about Sleeper first. We're going now on to Sleeper. Sleeper is a fast growing fantasy platform. Today, with millions of players, you probably already have a fantasy league on there. SGPN guys use it for theirs. It's a game-changing product, unlike anything else in the industry. And now, you can make money on Sleeper 2 by playing their new over/under game. It's super simple. First in any sport, choose 2 or more players that you like and pick the over/under. For example, a number of points in basketball or hits in baseball. Then choose the amount of money you want to enter into the contest. If you pick correctly, you can win anywhere from 2 times over 20 times the money you put in. The reason I'm excited about over/under and Sleeper is that it's the only app I can join my buddies' contest and play together. It's got a built-in group chat where I can see and copy my friends' picks with the tap of a button. It's insanely fun to ride it out together. Stop what you're doing and download Sleeper now to play the new over-under game. Have fun with your friends and make some money. Dan has some picks for Tuesday for you.
Yeah, take the over on Jeremy Springs' strikeouts against the Red Sox. Red Sox like to hit the long ball, but sometimes whiff a little bit too much. Springs is striking out more than one an inning, coming off a long layoff, but he was out due to family matters. So I'm hoping he's rested, ready to throw like 105 pitches and pick up 9 strikeouts.
There you go. So here's what you do with that. You head over to sleeper.com on your mobile phone, sleeper.com/SGP. That's sleeper.com/SGP. Join our listener group. And Sleeper will automatically match your first spots up to $100. That's right. Join our squad and get the 100% deposit match at sleeper.com/SGP. Terms and conditions apply. See Sleeper's terms of use for details. All right. Picks. How do you choose which events we're going to pick this week, Dan?
So LFA and Fury FC both, first of all, in addition to being like just really good regional promotions, also more often than not have odds by fight time. So while we're not going to be able to give you odds here with our breakdowns, I can give you winners. And then you, after seeing my breakdowns of them and my level of confidence, you can go, determine whether or not those odds are good enough for you to play come Friday and Sunday, I believe. Friday and Sunday, if I'm not mistaken. Friday for LFA.
How did you pick between
They're both on Friday.
Yeah, there's 2 LFAs this weekend. Oh, okay. How did you pick between the 2 LFAs?
I mean, I think I picked the Friday one because the Friday one had some people who I was a little bit more comfortable picking with. Hang on, let me see. Did I have a good reason why? I'm trying to see who's on the Saturday one.
That's fine.
Oh, there's not 2 this weekend. There's just 1 this weekend.
LFA 136 says it's happening in a week.
July 15th is the Brazilian.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Tapology is lying. Oh my God.
I have it as July 15th, even on Tapology. I think you're lying. Okay, cool. But that one's a good one next week.
You're a liar. Cool. Is it? I thought you picked it because someone's last name's Worms on it.
We are going to talk about Worms.
Is that how it's pronounced?
We've got one. I've never heard anybody say Austin Worms' name, but I would guess
until now.
Yeah, I would guess it's Worms because there is an O in there. Man. So I think it's Worms. Worms.
No wonder he's a fighter now. He, for sure, growing up was not easy for that for that man. Yeah, there's no odds, but I forgot to mention this with the PFL. Dan is very good at guessing odds. Like, you did very good guessing odds for PFL last week.
I've been around this for a while.
you hit like everyone except one of them. You were off a bit. Can't remember which one, but
I think it was off. Kolskinik, I thought was going to be a little bit closer to even money. She wound up being -220, which is actually where I think she should have been lined. But I thought the UFC shine would have kept Mello higher.
But the other ones, wow, you were like dead on for some of them. So fantastic. So all right. As I lose my voice, let's get this. get this over with, people. LFA 135, Leyva versus Rice, or Reese, going down in Arizona on Friday, this Friday, the 8th, 11 p.m. Eastern is the start time on UFC Fight Pass. 13 fights. We're going to break down the top three for you. We'll start with Austin Worms. It's either Worms or Worms. Either way, I don't think it's a great last name to grow up with. Maybe that's why he goes by Star Killer now, Dan.
I love it. Star Killer.
And what a surprise. Someone with the last name Clay, who has the nickname Cassius, Dan. Lucas Cassius Clay. Is he the one that's actually related to him? Isn't there technically related?
He is, but I think it gets hyped up how closely related he is. Because he's like a weird distant cousin kind of related to him. So he is actually related to him, but like some people are like, it's his grandson. And there's like articles out there about it being his grandson or something like that too. But I have heard it specifically from Lucas Clay that it is just like a weird distant cousin thing.
People sound really dumb when you talk about people, Dan.
Yeah.
They're always like, duh, duh, duh. Is that what people sound like to you?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Yeah. All right. Let's break it down. Austin Worms is lightweight. Austin Worms is the Star Killer. 5-3. 5 submissions. He's been knocked out 3 times. So we got two paths to this fight added. He's going to submit someone or he's going to get knocked out. He's 2-0 on LFA. He's won 3 straight fights, all via submission, obviously. Cassius Clay, Lucas Clay, 8-2 with 3 submissions. Never been finished in a fight. 3-1 in LFA. He's won 4 of his last 5. However, he did lose his last fight. Used to fight up at welterweight. Give us a line on this first and then give us a pick.
So I'm going to guess Lucas Clay comes in around negative 250, 265 maybe. And the reason is... Yeah, let's say 255. He's really sharp with his submissions, even off of his back. He's gotten a couple of buggy chokes, which is not a usual thing to see in MMA, or even really submission grappling. He's really good in the grappling department. He's also got decent wrestling, and if you look at his resume, he's like fought some people that are like worth mentioning. Like he beat JJ Okanovic, who is on Contender Series. He has a loss to Trey Ogden, who is now in the UFC. Like he's fought some really good people. He beat Mike Breeden, who's in the UFC now. So like he's fought a really high level of opponents. And, you know, if he had beaten Aaron McKenzie in his last fight, we might be talking about him on Contender Series. Instead, he's third to the top on a Friday LFA card instead. So and the problem here for me and why I'm definitely going to pick Clay against Worms is that like Worms is just kind of like really slow. Worms. And I think he tries to get taken down, which is bad. But like he's got 3 arm bars in a row and they all, if I'm not mistaken, all 3 of them have come off of his back. And each time it looks like the other person shoots a takedown and he's like, okay. And just kind of like lets it happen. I think if he does that against Lucas Clay, he's just going to like get stuck on the bottom because Lucas Clay is not going to just feed him an arm. And also I'll say this, like Clay could just keep it standing and beat the hell out of him.
Well, he is Muhammad Ali's grandson, so of course. Right?
I mean, he's a better grappler than he is a striker in the first place, but I also say he's a better striker than Worms is.
There you go. All right, Clay is the pick. Dan thinks it'll be around the minus 250, 260 range. All right. Co-main event is flyweights. Felipe Buns or Bunez. Is it Bunez or is it Buns?
I think it's Boons. I think it's Boons.
Neither of the things I said. Versus Vascar Cruz. Like I said, this is a flyweight fight. Cruz is La Avispa, A-V-I-S-P-A, which means what, Dan?
La...
Avispa? You know what La means, obviously.
Yeah, it's the.
Yeah.
Avispa. It's got to be. Is it something? Is it a bird of some sort?
It flies.
Is it a bug?
Yes, a wasp.
All right, cool. Good. Yeah, you almost got there. Yeah, you used the Latin roots and you get there.
There you go. He's 12-9, 5 knockouts, 5 submissions. He's been knocked out once, submitted 6 times. So there's a path to victory coming up here. 1-0 in LFA, 1 via submission. That was his only win over his last 3. He used to be the Titan FC champ. He's been fighting pro MMA since 2009. He's fighting Filipino Philip INHO. Like, what does that mean? Brazilians are always adding that to the end of their name.
Inho, it means small. Yeah.
Okay, so he's flyweight. So there you go. Felipe Boons, 11-6, one knockout, 8 submissions. Uh oh. He submits people, and Cruz gets submitted. He's been submitted himself twice. He's 0-1 LFA, lost via submission. He's won one of his last 5 fights. 2011, he's been fighting pro since. He's 6 years younger than Cruz, 3 inches of height, 3 inches of reach on him. All right, odds and your pick.
So I'm going to say, surprisingly, these odds will probably come in right around even. At least that's going to be my guess here, because Boons, or however the hell you're going to say his name, has lost 3 out of 4. But actually, I think he's the better fighter here. He's got really good spinning strikes. He throws like a mean spinning back kick to the body, which is really good. Good leg kicks. He's also got a really good ground game. Decent wrestling and all that kind of stuff. He fought Jussie Formiga last fight. Wound up losing by rear naked choke. But like, I guess no real shame in that. He's also, I think, going to be bigger than Cruz, because he fights up at bantamweight a bunch. And Cruz is mostly just a flyweight. Cruz, meanwhile, like in the fights I've seen from him, he tries to just like muscle in the scrambling positions, and sometimes it works, which is why you see him with like some finishes on the ground. And sometimes it puts him in really bad positions, which is why you see so many losses by submission as well. And like if you watch his fight, the one I watched, because I hadn't seen a lot of Cruz's, I went back and watched him fight Claudio Ledesma, who he's been all over the place. He was in World Series of Fighting back in the day, but I watched them fight in Combate. And like, basically he was like trying to over muscle scrambles. Eventually he like tagged Ledesma in on his way into some takedowns. So I think it takes like a certain level of carelessness for Cruz to win. So I'm going to take Boons here. And again, I think the odds are going to be even, but it wouldn't shock me if I saw them trusting Boons' skills a little more and winding up being like -130. But I think it's going to post right around even.
All righty. And then main event time. This is a welterweight fight. Alfonso Leyva versus Daniel Rice. Danny Rice is his nickname, versus Sniper Leyva. Rice is 8-1 with 1 knockout, 4 submissions. He's been knocked out once. This is his LFA debut. He's won 2 straight fights via sub. Used to fight. Actually, I have him fight at welterweight. This is welterweight. He's fighting Leyva, the Sniper, 5-0 with 5 knockouts. LFA debut. Used to fight at middleweight and light heavyweight. So he used to be up some weight classes. He also is an Olympic wrestler and a Pan Am medalist in wrestling for Mexico. 2 inches taller than Rice. And Dan's going to give you the number and break it down.
So I think this is probably going to post with Leyva right around -175, 180. The reason I think that is because, first of all, that Greco-Roman wrestling background always tends to give a guy a little bit of ground. But I actually don't think he's going to wrestle at all in this fight. Danny Hayes is a guy who's pretty darn good at jiu-jitsu and looks like he's a fish out of water on the feet sometimes. You mentioned that he's got back-to-back submission wins. It's worth noting that those submission wins come 6 years apart from one another. Yeah, he won his last fight in February, but before that, his last fight before that was in May of 2016. So he came back and won, but against the guy who was 2-0. The guy before that was 0-4. I'm not quite sure what gave him a 6-year layoff, because there's no fight cancellations in Tapology either. That plays a little bit into it, but also I just think his like wrestling isn't good enough to get Leyva down, and I think Leyva's, he's just got like a very basic 1-2 that he throws that seems to be really effective. He gets hit too much, but I don't really think Hayes is fast enough or sharp enough to do that. So I'm going to take Leyva here.
So he's a wrestler, doesn't want to wrestle. He's one of those guys.
I mean, like, so he throws those 1-2s pretty confidently, and then he usually hits a takedown with like, I've seen him hit him with like 90 seconds left and tries to get work done. But like, he doesn't have, in my opinion, a really like well-developed like jiu-jitsu game. He looks like a wrestler on the mat, and that, you know, he's got some submissions and stuff like that, but like, he doesn't look like he's got the best idea of what he's doing on the mat. And like, he can knock people out on the feet. He's got a really good 1-2 punch.
There you go. There are your picks. Leyva, Boons, and Clay are your picks for LFA, but we're not done. We have more picks for you. First, I'm going to tell you about a new sponsor of us. In case some of Dan's picks don't come through and you find yourself short of money, Dave is the place to go. hindsight is 2020. You can't change the past. Like, you bet against Macy Barber, or you took one of Dan's picks here, and Worms ends up winning. But what if you could get a little help from your future self? Maybe you can you'd ask to borrow a little cash. Now you can with Dave. Dave is the banking app that can help you get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. Just more money to fill your tank, buy a wedding gift, or catch up on bills. Download the Dave app App Store right now. It's DAVE. Sign up for an extra cash account and get up to $500 instantly. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking provided by Evolve. Member FDIC. If you're online doing that, make sure you use IPVanish. Do you know that browsing online using incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? That's right. Without added security, you might as well give away all your private data to hackers, advertisers, your ISP, and other prying eyes. That's why I use IPVanish VPN to make it easy to stay truly private and secure on the internet. IPVanish helps you safely browse the internet by encrypting 100% of your data. This means that your private details, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's that simple. You can use IPVanish on unlimited devices without sacrificing on speed. Your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick when you're streaming media. Whether I'm at home or in public, I don't go online anymore without using IPVanish. IPVanish is offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's just like getting 9 months for free. IPVanish is super easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're instantly protected. You won't even know it's on. Stop sharing with the world everything you stream, everything you search for, and everything you buy. Take your privacy back today with a brand rated 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. So go to ipvanish.com/SGP. Use promo code SGP and claim your 70% savings. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. All right, what are we going to break down next, Dan? Fury FC?
66.
Furry. Is it Furry? Are they furries or is it Fury?
I think it's Fury. At least I hope it is.
It would be interesting if it wasn't. 66, you said. Let me find it here. Here it is. No, actually, it's not 66. 60, is it the 66 that we're doing?
Yes. Fury FC, okay. 66.
All right. What do we like about Fury FC as I pull up the info page on it, Dan?
I mean, generally, they've got some of the better fights outside of the UFC, you know, like outside of LFA and stuff like that. They've usually put together a pretty darn good card. Juan Adams was fighting there for a while. It's where you could have seen they had a really good fight. Was it last week between Joshua Weems and Mo Miller was like a really good fight there. Both of those two like nipping at the heels of being in the UFC. Weems probably is going to get a contender series fight off of there. You know, like we've just seen a lot of people come out of Fury. I think they did a Dana White's looking for a fight there too. I think that's where they got Trey Ogden, who we mentioned a little bit earlier. Came out of there as well as Ugly Man Joe. That's who the other one is that came out of there. Ugly Man Joe.
Well, there we go. All right. This one's Fury FC Vasquez versus Nakatani. It is the 66th edition. As Dan mentioned, it is going down Friday as well, 8 PM Eastern. So it's, the time of it's before LFA is what I'm trying to spit out. So you can handle both. And this is a UFC Fight Pass event as well. It's going down from Visalia, California. You ever been there, Dan?
I have not.
Have you ever been to California?
I have not.
Wow. Even I've been to California. Go figure. All right. We're going to break down, like we did with LFA, the top three fights in the card. We're going to start with lightweights, Devin Brock versus Adrian Guzman. Actually, no, we're not. We're doing...
No, that was one of the ones we have.
Is that one of the ones we're doing?
Yeah, that's one of the ones we're doing. Devin Brock and Adrian Guzman. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm looking at LFA. Sorry. I'm sick. I don't know what I'm doing here. All right. Dangerous. Devin Brock. Did you know he's dangerous, Dan? He's dangerous.
He's not.
I guess we know what's happening here. Well, let's talk about him first. He's 7-5. Three knockouts. He's been knocked out once, submitted twice. This is his Fury FC debut. He's lost his last fight. Before that, he won three straight. Guzman, 6-3, two knockouts, two submissions. He's been knocked out once, submitted once. This is also his Fury FC debut. He's lost two straight fights, last one via TKO. Before that, he won two straight. Before that, he lost. So he's 0-2, 2-2, 2-3. That's how that breaks down. Dan's going to pick Guzman, it sounds like, but he's going to give us lines and tell us why.
Yeah, I'm going to say Guzman comes in here at negative 125. I think they're actually going to line this one pretty close, because personally, I don't think both of them are either really good prospects. Brock has got really spotty defense, both in striking and when he's on the ground grappling. He's got decent enough wrestling defense, but that's like pretty much the only thing I'm real impressed with on Brock. Guzman, meanwhile, he's got an insanely tough chin. He can take a punch like no other. He also, I think, has just got like a little bit sharper boxing than Brock. So I think that should be enough just to get him by here. I don't think Brock's going to catch him, or, you know, I haven't seen much of Brock's offense in a lot of his fights in order to find ways for him to win. But yeah, I think Guzman here, and probably a pretty close number too.
All right. Co-main event, bantamweights. Tim Riskin or Rissin? Is it Riskin?
It's Ryzen. Because his old nickname, I'm sure you got a different one because I think he's moved on from it, but his old nickname used to be the Bad Moon Ryzen.
Yes. Bad Moon Ryzen.
Really good.
He's
nickname.
A big CCR fan.
Yeah, he must be, because that's a phenomenal nickname. By the way, there's also another phenomenal nickname on these prelims. There's a woman who's making her pro debut, but I've seen her fight a bunch as an amateur for a whole bunch of different organizations. And her name's Gabby Lopez. She goes by the nickname Ginger Ass.
Oh, wow. Does she show that it is a ginger ass ever?
I have no idea why she goes by Ginger Ass, but it's one of my favorite things ever.
Fantastic. All right. Let's tell you about Batman Ryzen versus Jose Avalos, or Avalos. He's stigmatic. Did you know that?
I did know that. Yeah.
Yep. What's stigmatic then? Do you know what that is?
I don't.
All right. I'm going to tell you about him regardless. He's 6-3. Avalos would be 6-3, one knockout, four submissions, but knocked out once, submitted twice. So he's been finishing all of his losses. This is his Fury FC debut. Lost his last fight via submission. He won three straight before that. He's 9 years younger than Batman Ryzen. All right. Batman Ryzen, the Tornado, the Tyrant are all his nicknames. 7-4, two knockouts, three submissions. He's been knocked out three times. This is his Fury FC debut. Lost his last fight via knockout. He's gone loss, win, loss, win, loss, win, loss. So that's seven straight fights. He swapped losses with wins. So he's due for a win. He also is 0-1 in Bellator. Go ahead. Break her down.
Yeah. So I'm going to take, first of all, I would say that I think Ryzen is going to come in here at about plus 350, maybe even higher. I like him for like a weird upset here. Part of the reason why is I think Avalos is being overrated a little bit because, first of all, he's huge. He's got this big muscly build. But I think it kind of plays against him sometimes, especially when he's down fighting at bantamweight, because really he really belongs up at featherweight. He keeps trying to make this cut down. I know his last fight came in at catchweight instead. I think he's going to come in as a huge favorite here on Ryzen because of that like muscliness. But Ryzen is also just kind of like a guy who's good enough in a lot of different places, which is why you see him win sometimes. Like, he's got some decent wrestling. He can put together a decent combination. He just occasionally gets caught with some shit. And like, sometimes against good guys and sometimes against not such good guys. But I will say this about Avalos is like, he sometimes just gets taken down too easily. I know I mentioned that before with, somebody from one of the previous fights, but like, he just kind of like looks like he's willing to go to the mat, or like as he's going down is just going to like hip over or hit a switch and then wind up on top. And it's worked sometimes in the past, which is why I think he continues to do it. But I think like he could just find himself in some really shitty spots against Tim Ryzen there. So I know this is going to be a big dog. He's probably going to post in the 300s, but I'm willing to take a stab at that. I think as far as like a fun dog play on a Friday night, he's a good one.
Everybody knows big muscle guys gas out, Dan.
That's right. Yeah. Except for Dracus Duplessis, who, by the way, I'm pretty sure we continue to say his name wrong. It's Duplessis.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
He corrects everybody after every single win, and then I go right back to the very next podcast, which was yesterday's podcast, and say it wrong.
He's not French, though. Come on. He's South African. He can't pretend he's French.
Yeah, but I think he say it French.
Okay, fine. Say it French. All right, let's go to our main event. It is flyweights. Gianni Vasquez versus Gilbert Nakatani. Excuse me. Nakatani, his Fury FC debut. He's 4-0 with 2 knockouts, 2 submissions. So he's finished everyone he's fought. Vasquez, Kryptonia is the nickname, 5-4. 2 knockouts, 2 submissions. He's been submitted once, 1-0 in Fury FC, 1 via knockout. He's won 2 straight fights and 4 or 5. Used to fight up at Bantamweight. That's all I got for you on these people. Dan will have more, hopefully.
Yeah, Nakatani's really fun to watch grapple. He's particularly good on the mat here. I've seen he's got like a really nice body lock takedown. He like lifts well from behind and like sometimes hits that kind of body lock takedown too. And when he's on the mat, he's just kind of like one of those ruthless guys looking for a finish and pouring it on. I really just think he's going to absolutely perplex Vasquez on the mat and just beat him that way. I kind of imagine he's going to be posted in like, let's say -235 is probably the number we'll see. He should be a big enough favorite here, but probably one because he's unproven and only 4-0. That's not so large that it's like still worth throwing in a parlay somewhere.
Throw it in a parlay. I haven't heard that for a while, but there you go. We gave you picks, 6 picks for LFA and for Fury FC Friday night. So make sure you get in on that. I've done, hopefully next time I get in your ear holes on Wednesday night, I will not sound like this anymore. But I got to stop talking if that's going to be the case. So I'm going to shut up. Tell you SGP and MMA on Twitter is what you should follow, along with Jeff Fox, writer, and Gumby Vreeland. And give us reviews, obviously, as Dan said. Rate and review so we look good for the boss. The boss thinks we should have more reviews because he knows what an amazing show we are. So there you go. Anything else? We'll let you talk, Dan. You take it away. You tell him anything else that needs to be said. I'm done talking.
All that needs to be said is I'm Dan Gumby Vreeland. He is ginger-ass Jeff Fox. And we will catch you on Wednesday.